With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A Great Falls man is being charged with attempted deliberate homicide for an April 8th shooting that he initially reported was done in self-defense. William Patrick Rose III was first charged with assault with a weapon for shooting Stephen Jacobson in the chest. The Great Falls Tribune reports that charge was upgraded Wednesday after investigators learned Rose had left several phone messages for Jacobson's girlfriend threatening to kill Jacobson. Prosecutors say 3 minutes after he left his last message, he called 911 to report he'd shot Jacobson in self-defense. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission has rejected a plan to limit commercial fishing guides on the popular and crowded Madison River. The commission unanimously voted against the proposal yesterday after several outfitters spoke out against it. The plan, proposed by Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, would have capped the number of commercial fishing guides and barred guides from certain stretches of the river on different days. The outfitters and guides generally agreed something needs to be done to address the river crowding, but they questioned the plan's focus on only them when private, non-commercial anglers make up 87% of the users annually. Fish and Wildlife Director Martha Williams said the department would seek more input and come up with a revised plan. Tomorrow, Saturday, April 21st, is the first day of National Parks Week, and there will be free entry for the day to Montana's national parks. The parks are open with some seasonal road closures. Both Glacier and Yellowstone National Parks were in the top 10 most visited national parks last year. Former State Senator Linda Moss says she's dropping out of Montana's U.S. House race. Moss's exit leaves four candidates for the Democratic nomination in the June 5th primary election. Her announcement yesterday comes after a fundraising quarter that saw her campaign raise about $32,000, which is slightly less than what she spent from January through March. Moss said in a statement that she is proud of her campaign, but that she has been up against formidable obstacles since joining the race. Moss says she plans to make an endorsement after a May 3rd candidate forum in Helena. One of the remaining Democratic candidates for Montana's U.S. House seat is buying ads on Sinclair Broadcast Group-owned television stations that blast the company for forcing reporters to read conservative-leaning corporate statements on air. John Heenan's ad will air starting Monday on stations in Missoula, Bozeman, and Butte. In it, he calls Sinclair, quote, a corporation using its power to take advantage of journalists, our democracy, and the people of Montana, end quote. Heenan said today that he wanted to take on Sinclair over its own airwaves to support its employees and viewers. Sinclair-owned KECI-TV general manager Tammy Wagner says the station does not turn down candidate ads. She declined further comment. Earlier this month, a video by the website Deadspin showed dozens of news anchors from Sinclair-owned stations reading the same statement about a troubling trend of one-sided news stories. A Montana man whose murder conviction was overturned after he spent 23 years in prison says he'd like to find his daughters. Freddie Joe Lawrence said yesterday that his wife and mother died while he was in prison, and his two daughters were adopted. Lawrence and co-defendant Paul Jenkins were convicted in the 1994 death of Donna Meager. District Judge Kathy Seeley overturned the convictions after recent tests determined DNA on a rope found at the murder scene matched a convicted killer. They were released Tuesday. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.